Nikki and I were chasing each other around the living room. Every time she caught me, I'd scream, but I loved every second. I was three. For every step her nine-year-old legs took, my little legs had to take four. It wasn't easy to catch up. Then, for the first time ever, I caught her in my grasp. But I had no idea what to do. So in the spirit of three-year-old boys everywhere who've run out of better ideas, I punched her, laughing hysterically. My mother had a radar for mischief. She walked into the room right as my swing connected with Nikki's arm. "Get up to your damn room!" Her yell startled me. "I told you, don't you ever put your hands on a woman!" My mother has hands that hit so hard, you only have to feel them across your face once to know you don't want them striking there again. I darted up the stairs to my room before those hands could reach me. If I hid myself, maybe I wouldn't get punished. I slammed the door shut behind me just as her voice reached the second floor. "And don't let me hear you slam that!" Boom! I stared at the closed door, knowing it would soon be flying open again. I sat there in silence in the middle of the tiny room I shared with my baby sister, Shani. I wasn't even sure why I was in so much trouble. "Joy, you can't get on him like that." My father's baritone voice drifted up through the thin floor. "He's only three. He won't even understand what he did wrong. You really think he knows what a woman beater is?" It wasn't his style to yell. He stood 6'2", and he was thin, with a bushy mustache and a neatly trimmed afro. "Wes, he needs to learn what is good behavior and what is not," my mom responded. I heard my father's gentle laugh. Cursing at him isn't the most effective way of making that point. My parents' words faded into the background as I stared out the window, which overlooked a street in our busy neighborhood. On the dresser by the window sat a framed picture of Nikki and me. Colorful beads capped her braids, a hairdo she shared with my mother. And large black-framed eyeglasses covered half of her face. I sat on her lap with my arm wrapped around her neck, a goofy smile on my face. My full name is Wesley Watende Omari Moore. My first name, Wesley, is my father's. As for my middle names, my father loved the sound and meaning of Watende, a Shona word that means revenge will not be sought. It fit with his gentle, forgiving spirit. My mother thought Watende sounded too big and complicated for a tiny baby. She wanted to call me Omari, which means the highest. I'm not sure what was less complicated or soaring about that name, but they compromised by giving me both. Nikki's real name is Joy, like my mom's. But at a young age, she was nicknamed after Nikki Giovanni, my mother's favorite poet. Mom was inspired by Nikki Giovanni's feminine strength, and she wanted to teach my sisters and me about Giovanni's message of tender love and fierce revolution. I spent nearly every waking moment near Nikki, following her around as we teased each other. I couldn't understand what boundary I had broken in our game. This wasn't really a woman I was punching anyway. This was Nikki. She was a comrade. Our bond was so close, it was like we were one being. I thought there was no risk of offending her. Years would pass before I understood how that blow connected to my mom's past.